Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Everything is possible to the one who has faith. Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, the disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. This kind can only come out through prayer. When they entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" And Jesus replied, "This kind can only come out through prayer." I mentioned at the beginning of Mass that all of Mass is a prayer. And we have different kinds of prayer during the course of the Mass. We have the prayer of contrition, the prayer of sorrow, where we say, "Lord, have mercy." We have the whole Eucharistic prayer, and I think many of you know the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. It's an entire prayer of thanksgiving, the whole second half of the Mass. When I'm standing at the altar and praying over the bread and the wine is a prayer of thanksgiving. It's a thanksgiving that we enter into with Christ. We thank God for his forgiveness and his mercy. It's a kind of prayer that we pray. Immediately after the homily, someone's going to get up and they're going to read the petitions. And we're going to have those prayers of petition. We're going to ask God for a number of things. We have, during the course of the Mass, at one point you will be invited to a moment of adoration. I say, "Father Mike, when are we going to have adoration during Mass?" When I pray over the bread and consecrate it to the body of Christ, I will hold it up for a moment. And this is an invitation to the congregation to a moment of adoration here at Mass. When I do the same thing to the chalice, the same thing. Later in the Mass, I'm going to break the host. Maybe you'll remember that today. Maybe you'll think about it when I break it. I break it. And we remember Christ's body being broken for us. I'm going to break it. And then I'm going to break a little piece off and I'm going to drop it into the chalice. Y'all remember this? And I'm remembering when I break that little piece off, the blood of Christ left him when he died. And he died. He was broken for our sins. And then I'm going to break the host as a remembrance of his life being broken for us. And then I'm going to tear that little piece off and I'm going to drop it into the chalice as a remembrance of his life coming back together. And then I'm going to hold the broken host over the chalice. His life broken. And I'm going to hold it up and I'm going to say, "Behold the Lamb of God," right? And that's another invitation for you. For a private moment, a personal moment of adoration here during the Mass. Now, I know there's lots of distractions. The person next to you, the person in front of you, the person behind you, even myself, I can get in the way a little bit. Whatever thoughts you're thinking about, what test you have to take, what test you already took, something you have to do tonight, all of these things flood into us. They distract us from our prayer. But we're constantly being called by the church. We're constantly being called by Christ. We're constantly being called by the soul that dwells inside of us to pray in that prayer of sorrow for our sin, to pray in thanksgiving for the good things that we have, to ask for our future, to adore God in His goodness. But how well do we pray? How well do you pray? How well do we pray? Sometimes we pray well, and sometimes we pray poorly. What did the man who brought his son to Jesus, what did he say? What was his prayer to Jesus? And I'll repeat it for you. I'll read it so I don't forget. He said to Jesus, "If you can," I'm sorry, he said, "if you can, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can." Even in his prayer, he doubted. If you can do something, Jesus, do something. And Jesus replied, "If you can." And then he gives him this little word, "Everything is possible for the one who has faith." And the boy's father cried out, and this is the prayer I want you all to remember today, okay? This is the prayer I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. This is the prayer that I hope you can bring into your life, not just today, but for the rest of your life. The boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Repeat after me. "I do believe. Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
I do believe. Help my unbelief." You know, I can raise my hand as I often do during these masses. I can raise my hand. I can ask this question and I'll answer for you, okay? Who here could have a stronger faith? I could, okay? I could. I do believe. I mean, I hope that my witness as a faith tells you I believe. But I also hope that you believe me when I tell you my faith could be stronger. I know it could be. And so because I recognize that I'm not where I could be or where I should be, I'm willing to ask God, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. That's my prayer today, Lord. That's the prayer the gospel offers us today. That's the simple reminder that no matter where we are on our faith journey, we can say to God, "Help my unbelief. I believe. Help my unbelief." How many of us have problems that we've dealt with? And I speak to a bunch of young people I know, but you can imagine a week, a month, a year, 2 years, since as long as you can remember, some of us have had the same problems that we deal with. And we say to Jesus, "If you can do something about this, do something about it." And Jesus says, "If I can. If I can." There's nothing impossible for those who have faith. Lord, I believe what? Help my what? I believe what? This is a prayer I want y'all to remember, okay? I want you to remember this when you leave out of church today. I want you to be able to think, what was that prayer that Father Mike taught us today at church? What was that prayer that was in the gospel today? Here it is. I do believe. Say it.
I do believe.
Help my unbelief. I do believe. Help my unbelief. On the back of the wall of the church right now, and I don't want you to turn around and look, but on the back wall of the church, you can try to imagine it. There's a picture of the divine mercy. Okay, anybody have a mental image of what the divine mercy looks like? On the back wall, there's a picture of the divine mercy. And there's a line at the bottom of the divine mercy. And this is another simple prayer I wish we would all remember. Jesus, I trust in you. Anybody know that? Anybody know that before I said it? Jesus, I trust in you. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, heal my unbelief. Lord, I have faith. Strengthen my faith. Jesus, I trust in you. These are all beautiful, simple prayers, and they're beautiful and simple prayers that I need and that you need. As we go through Mass today, maybe when I hold the host over the chalice, and you're asking yourself, is that really the body of Christ? You say, Lord, I believe. And belief is an assent of our mind. We give ourselves over to faith, or we can resist faith. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Jesus, I trust in your words. Jesus, I trust in you. Help my unbelief. Now, these are personal things that I can't make you do, and the young lady sitting next to you can't make you do. You have to do that. You have to use that muscle. And when we use the muscles of our faith, they grow. And when we neglect the muscles of our faith, they atrophy. They waste away. Lord, I believe. Heal my unbelief. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, have mercy on me. Lord, help my faith. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith. Then the boy's father cried out, I do believe, help my unbelief. I do believe, help my unbelief.